Lip Service. Today's episode of Lip Service is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is the easiest way to create a beautiful website, blog, or online store for you and your ideas. Now, Squarespace features an elegant interface, beautiful templates, and incredible 24/7 customer support. Try Squarespace at squarespace.com and enter offer code Angela at checkout and you'll get 10% off. All of us use it, so you'll love it too. Squarespace, build it beautiful. Hey, what's up? It's Angela Yee. Now, you know we're on vacation. Everybody's away right now. The whole Lip Service crew is out of town. So we are going to flash back to where it all started. And this is when we first started our Lip Service podcast. The first guest we ever had was August Alsina. And the second guest we had was Mila J. Now, we never put either one of these up on SoundCloud. And no one's ever heard these in its entirety. But we have this for you now. Okay, and after this August interview, he actually had a performance later on that night. That's the one where he passed out and fell off the stage. Of course, he's okay now, so that's good news. But you can see his day got started a little bit crazy on Lip Service. Also, Mila J came through. And after this interview, we went and played some basketball. Of course, we'll be back with a fresh episode next week because you know it's Fashion Week and I already have some special things lined up for Lip Service. All right, so make sure y'all check it out. The first two episodes ever of Lip Service. Here we are. All right, so we're back and this is Lip Service, the podcast. And I got my girl Gigi McGuire with me, who's done a lot with me in the past, but things are different now for you.
Things are very different for me now. It's like I'm a whole new woman.
All right, we're going to get into that. You're a whole new woman too, Stephanie Santiago. Yeah, I saw you said that as well, but we're going to get into all of that. All right, so Stephanie Santiago, this is our first time really doing something together. Right. And I saw a lot of stuff about you on the web. And I know people that know you, and they always say you have a really funny personality.
Yeah.
And they're like, she could do radio.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, she'll be great. And I recently saw that you posted a video of yourself getting surgery. You got liposuction done.
Yeah, I did. In that video, I did liposuction. I didn't do my butt that day in the video.
Okay.
It says, everybody thinks I did my butt that day. I didn't.
Okay,
so I did my butt in Miami a couple years ago.
All right, I always
the butt was already done.
Just to be clear,
I'm always scared of stuff like that, though. Gigi, one time you told me I should get my butt done too. I was like, no, I'm not.
You mean the first Asian with a fat ass?
No,
big booty Asian bitch.
Yeah, but I did. And the first time I did liposuction, I did it in Miami, and I got a fat transfer. Everybody thinks I have butt implants, silicone injections. I don't have that. That's cheap. I paid $15,000 for ass.
So. Okay, so you got a fat transfer. So they take the fat out of wherever and then they put it in your butt.
Yeah, they took some from the top of my upper thighs and the back, and then a little bit from up here. But I didn't have a lot of fat when I did the first surgery. I was kind of skinny.
How many times did you do it?
I did liposuction 3 times.
Is that hard to maintain? Like, is it? Because I've heard that once you get it done, you kind of have
to maintain it. Yeah, you can't do it just
once. You
got to
eat right. You got to work out. Exactly. You got to maintain with your garments and everything has to be right.
Yeah, girls think they can get liposuction and just be like, okay, I'm going to eat pizza every day.
Yeah, and
no. No, that's not how it works.
It'll be a waste of money.
You get fatter. You get fatter.
Gigi, now what have you had done before?
I've had my breast done twice, and that's all I'm going to talk about.
Now listen, it's funny with Gigi because when I remember I first met you because you were dating one of my friends.
Yes.
And that was a while ago. I didn't know how long.
Oh my God, 5 years ago.
It was 5 years ago. I didn't know how long it was going to last.
And it's going to be forever.
But people hate on you because I always see that online. Yeah. You know, recently you were in Paris. I saw you posted a picture with Beyonce.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, everybody was going crazy. Saying,
they're like, oh, he finally took her around J&B. Like, I've been around J&B for 5 years now, but I don't brag about celebrities that I'm around or celebrities that I know. That's just not in me. I don't have to brag about that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, you know, I posted that picture with Beyonce because I was in Paris. Not because it was a picture of Beyonce. It was because I'm with Beyonce in Paris.
Yeah, hey.
Like, that was on another level. Like, if I would have took a picture with Beyonce at the New York show or the Miami show, I probably wouldn't have posted maybe till like a week or two later. I posted it immediately because I was in Paris.
Like, that's all. Why do you think people hate on you so much? They're like, I know, you know, previously you worked at Magic City.
Right. I'm the former Mrs. Magic City, and that's, you know, where my popularity came from from being in Atlanta and at the clubs and, you know, having all of my stage shows and everything. And it's just, being a dancer is notorious. It's like you know, it's bad as far as society is concerned. Mm-hmm. And they feel like we're the scum of the earth and we're prostitutes and we're dirty and, you know, and they just feel like somebody like me that had that job shouldn't be where I am now, mm-hmm. living in, you know, $1 million home and just having this life where I'm a housewife and I don't have to worry. You know, that whole you can't turn a hoe into a housewife thing. Mm-hmm. So people take that, you know, and throw it upon me. And I mean, if I was a hoe or if I wasn't a hoe, it doesn't matter. Right now, I'm a housewife.
Right.
And that's where I am. And that's the life that I live. And I love it.
I always tell people that it doesn't matter what you used to do before. It's all it's those things that now. Put you where you are
what
now.
What matters most is that I love my life. I love my man. And I'm very happy. And I'm more happy now than I've ever been. So.
But does it ever come up like as an issue and arguments? Like, you know, sometimes it's hard for guys. Does he ask you questions like, well, did you ever da da da? Like, did you have to tell him everything?
I was very open and honest with him in the beginning because of who he is and mm-hmm. the industry that he's in and the people that he's known. That I've crossed paths with people that he know. And, you know, that was all before us. But I would never want him to be in a predicament where someone tells him something about me and them or, you know, mm-hmm. about me in general that he doesn't already know. And then he's blindsided by that. So I was very open and honest with him in the beginning. And that's one of the reasons why he loved me so much from the very beginning, because I was open and honest and I kept it real with him about everything.
Did he ever ask you, like, was he better than me?
No.
Because you know that's what he's probably thinking.
Oh, no. He never asked.
You know, you have to
like
be like, you're the best, no matter
what.
You're
the best, daddy.
You have to tell a guy he's the best, yeah. even if he's not.
The best look. The best lover,
the biggest,
the grandest,
everything.
You have to do. If a guy asks you that, right, and he's not the best, are you honest or do you tell him the truth?
I'm honest.
I said that's the same thing.
Are you honest or do you lie? No, I'm honest. I'm always honest.
You'd be like, you're the third best.
No, I'll be like, you're great, babe.
You just gotta say it in a way that makes them feel good, no matter what.
You're great.
But honesty is always the best way to go. I really feel like it's always good to be honest. You know, love me or leave me alone. You won't have to accept me for who I am and for what I do. And if not, then I don't need you in my life.
That's how I feel, too.
What about faking orgasms? Is that good to always be honest and or
nah,
do you sometimes?
Nah, I fake orgasms all the time.
I'm not going to fake orgasms.
All the time? Then how are you going to have a real one?
Coming. That's true. Yeah. But I feel like men should know. I feel like
they don't know.
They don't.
I'll finish a job myself before I fake an orgasm.
I fake orgasms. I do. I can't lie about that.
I've never done that.
Why do you fake an orgasm? Because guys don't believe it. They never know that you're really faking it. They think that all the time when you say, oh, I just came, they believe you.
Right. No, I fake it just to make them feel good. That's an ego trip.
What about you feeling good?
The worst thing a guy can do is
I'll get it. I'll get it.
How many times did I make you come? Mm-hmm. How many times did you...
How many times do you think?
Right. If you got to ask, you don't need to know.
Now, what's your situation, Stephanie?
I'm single. I'm very single right now.
I thought
now.
You had a boyfriend.
No. I'm single. I'm very
Wait,
single.
Wait, hold on. When did you and your... Who?
I had a man. I was in a relationship for 7.5 years.
And when did y'all break up?
We broke up about almost 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
That'll be 2 years in December. Uh-huh.
That's a long time to be with somebody. Like, what would make that end?
I cheated on him.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I was honest about it.
Did he ask you or did you just come
right
out and tell?
I cheated on him. I was really faithful to him for a very long time. And whatever, I was on the cover of Smooth and it brought me some popularity.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I ended up getting an email from somebody mm-hmm. that I was really, like, I really admired for a long mm-hmm. time.
What business was he in?
So, he's just a person.
Because if you admire him for a long time, it's somebody that you knew.
No, but I got an email from him, and, you know, like, I was kind of taken aback by it, so.
You couldn't get a pass for that?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't want a pass. I was just honest. I was like, listen, this happened with X, Y, Z, and, you know, take it or leave it. Like, what you gonna do? Like, I'm not leaving you for him. It's not that serious, but mm-hmm. I just want you to know that this happened.
Damn.
You know? So he took it. He was like, all right, just stop. Just don't do it again.
Damn, that's a good man
And could you stay away or no?
No, I couldn't. But it wasn't only him. Then somebody else came along.
So August just walked in the room. We were just talking to Stephanie about her cheating on her boyfriend. She's been with him for... She was with him.
I was with him 7.5 years.
And she got an email from somebody that she had admired.
Wait a minute. You just skipped past my introduction. August just walked
Everybody
in the room.
Everybody knows who you are, August.
That's just about damn hand clap for my introduction.
Clap for
August.
Clap for him.
Everybody, August is in the building.
Stephanie, why are you not clapping?
Because I have a drink in my hand.
Oh, okay. No, but so listen, he wouldn't give her a pass. Some guy, she won't say who it is, who she admired, I'm not going to tell you who I read on the internet, though.
Who? Tell me. I'd love to know.
Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, my God. No, girl. Bye. That's light work. Okay. I definitely didn't admire Colin ever in life. Never. He's a good-looking guy, though. Nice guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've never dated Colin Kaepernick. The media says that I was pregnant by him, living in his house, using him for all his money. Never happened. I have never dated Colin Kaepernick.
Did you have sex with him?
I've never had sex with Colin Kaepernick.
Dating and having sex is two different
things. I've met him one time. I do not know Colin Kaepernick. He's cool.
He's a football player.
Quarterback for the 49ers.
All right, so he didn't give you a pass.
Yeah, no. He gave me a pass the first time, and then I cheated on him again.
And he told her to stop dealing with him.
Dang, could you be with a girl who cheated on you?
Possibly.
I mean, I was honest about it. You know what I mean? I wasn't trying to be sneaky.
It depends on how you cheat.
Dude, I was honest about being dishonest.
Yeah, exactly.
It depends on how you cheat. It depends.
Like, what do you mean it depends?
It depends on how it comes. Because if I'm cheating on you too, then we even. Mm. But
it's karma.
Yeah. But then again, if I wanted to be like real, like in a real relationship, you wouldn't be able to be my girl because I can't trust you. Like,
that's what his thing was. Like, I can't trust you. Like, I can't trust you in your work. Like, right. This is how you're making money, and you just keep fucking up. So
some people say that men and women cheat for different reasons. I had this whole argument the other day that the reason why guys can't forgive a woman is because the reasons that we cheat are so different than the reasons why a man cheats. People think that a man can cheat. It don't mean he doesn't love you.
Men cheat because it's in their DNA. Mm-hmm. They can't help it.
Don't give them that pass.
That's not a pass.
That is a pass. Because it's like saying that we should accept it because that's what they do.
I'm not saying that we should accept it because, but I'm saying that's the reason why.
Why do men cheat?
Nothing is better than good pussy. The only thing better than good pussy is new pussy. And even if the new pussy's trash, they still gonna want
to
try it.
Now, let's hear what August has to say.
I think that men just like different pussy.
That's what she just said.
I was having this conversation the other day. It's like, I was saying that if God made it to where every pussy felt the same,
then men wouldn't cheat.
We still would.
Good one, though.
Because it's just like, that's a different bitch. That's a different pussy. That's a different ass.
That's a different face, a different personality.
That's a different freak in the bed.
You're proving my point.
It's just different.
Well, what makes one pussy better than another?
The tightness.
The difference.
The difference.
It's just different.
It's just different. The difference. And it might not even be an actual like feeling thing, but it could be just you. Just you, a different person, a different female than the last. So.
Okay. The so newness nasty, of it. See, the way nasty. I look at it, I like to be with one person because I like being comfortable. Like, yeah, with one person, and they know exactly what you like, and they know how to do it, and you're comfortable, and you could just, you know, fart in bed.
Yeah. Ooh, that's nasty, too.
Yeah. Isn't that a level of comfortability, though?
I was with my man for 7.5 years. I was not farting in the bed. That's the
ever in life. So would you get up and leave the room?
Maybe he would leave.
Isn't it the worst? What if he leaves and he comes back too soon?
And I'm a warning.
I mean, he was farting all over the place, but not me. I'm like, it slipped. I'm like, whoa, sorry.
He'd be
about
like,
that.
He'd be like, oh, I forgot. Like, damn.
Yeah, I'm about to fart on you. Sorry.
But why do women cheat, you think?
I don't know. I cheated on my, because I like to be excited. I have a problem. It's my own issue. I wouldn't blame what I have going on all women.
Mm-hmm.
I like excitement. I like the newness of dating. You know what I mean? So I cheated on my man because we were together for 7.5 years.
And we
have a baby and we're just home again. And, you know, house thing. And like, I want to be excited.
Does he hate you now?
No, we're best friends.
Okay.
He and I are best friends. He has a girlfriend.
Y'all still fucking?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Shout out to his girlfriend.
Now see, that's the type of shit get hoes ass whooped on the street. That shit right there.
No. Me and my son's father don't have sex. We're best friends though. We're cool.
She cleaned it up.
We're cool. We're very cool. But you know that's just what it is. I like to be excited. I like to do new shit.
August, are you looking forward to having kids?
I am.
I would think so, because I know you take care of your nieces, so I can see you with your own.
I think that's going to be some life-changing shit for me,
mm-hmm.
having a kid, but I'm 22.
Right. Are you careful when you're having sex with women? And I mean, not careful as far as like breaking their cervixes, but I mean, like, protection wise, are you careful?
Like, are you worried that maybe the wrong girl might get pregnant by you?
Of course. So, yeah. But I don't be fucking like that, so. Mm-hmm. Why nobody ever told
you? Everybody said, you need more people.
Nah,
you don't be fucking like that. You dating one girl, and you only have sex with her.
No, that's definitely not
so,
it.
So, or you saving it?
Everybody can't get the D.
Sometimes I randomly feel like fucking, and sometimes I don't.
I read something online about you telling this girl, so we fucking or what? And she was texting you, and you was just straight to the point. It was like, August, don't play no games.
That was, it's probably true.
Was it true?
It's probably.
Why beat around the bush?
That's not what
you don't even try to romance you a little bit. Like,
a nigga gotta send me flowers.
And that's it.
I need to be courted.
At least send me a flower.
It depends on what we're doing. If we just kicking it and fucking, you should wait on those flowers for a long
time. Wait on those flowers. Have you ever sent a girl flowers? Nope.
You haven't?
It don't feel like it.
What? He hasn't.
Because he had to think about it. You know if you sent somebody flowers.
I'm young though. Like, I ain't never had no. I never had somebody make me feel like I want to send you flowers.
So Valentine's Day, you don't send flowers. Birthdays, nothing. What do you do?
That's a beautiful gesture. You should think about that.
I ain't. What you mean? Like, you got to be a special person to just receive some flowers.
So what he's saying is he hasn't met that one woman yet.
You never bought nobody shoes or a purse or nothing?
Yeah, I bought my girl some shoes.
Okay, there you go. But no flowers.
My ex-girl. Anyway.
Your ex-girlfriend.
But you know that's why she's your ex-girl. When you buy a woman shoes, she walks out of your
life. No, that's not true.
It's the truth.
Like, I'm still here and I don't got mad shoes.
No, but that's 5 years later. It's different.
Don't spread that rumor.
You know, girls are like, what?
Nah, y'all gotta understand.
Y'all ain't never gonna get no shoes.
When you young and you in high school and shit,
that's
like,
when you send flowers.
That's a big deal buying some shoes, especially as a
what kind of shoes
nigga.
Were they?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't remember.
That's not good.
But I'm a
how much they cost?
I'm a guy of class, so I was pushing with some shit that's pretty classy. it was pretty expensive for my broke nigga budget.
Time. Exactly.
Now listen, I have this other theory. I always think that broke guys fuck better than guys with money.
Is that right?
That's what they say.
Now when you was broke.
Now what else? You a broke nigga who turned rich?
Now that's what I'm. That's why I'm asking you. Now, do you think that you were better in bed when you were broke than you are now? And be honest, because now you probably don't care. Be honest about it.
I think it's all the same. It's still the
you
same.
You probably made a whole lot more effort when you needed a place to stay.
No. Actually, no. Actually, you can rape me. I'll lay here and let you ride me while...
We don't know what you was like broke, though.
That's no, I'm saying, as a broke nigga, and if I need to stay at your house... And the only way I can stay is by us fucking, then cool. I can lay here and let you do what you do, but after this, I'm going to sleep.
Mm-hmm. So you think you better now?
I think my sex game is my sex game.
He won't say. What do y'all think? You think broke guys are better in bed?
I haven't fucked broke niggas since my
20s.
What does money...
I'm 35 years old, and I ain't fucked a broke nigga since I was about 20. So, yeah, I wouldn't know.
What does money got to do with sex?
Yeah, no, I don't agree with that either, because I've had sex with some really, really rich guys that, like, fucked me up.
No, I have friends that tell me that they've had sex with, the best sex they ever had was guys that didn't have nothing. I'm just saying, so that's been my theory. Like, okay, maybe it's true.
I had a broke cousin that be digging bitches down. And
hey. Does he follow me on Twitter?
Probably.
Yeah.
Not my nephew. Oh. Not the one that love you so much. But no, I got a cousin, and we really close in age, and he used to like stay with me back when we was young, and he used to always have all these hoes, and I was like, how you got so many hoes? Because I'm laying this pipe, these bitches love the dick, and I just be like, but you don't got nothing else. He's like, yeah, but I got the dick.
He's like, but I'm always available. I don't have no job.
Yeah. That's all you need.
He used to watch my daughter while I went to work. I used to be like, don't be bringing them hoes through my damn apartment while I'm gone all night.
While I'm gone all night, it just sounds like
hoes all up and through there.
Sex is a powerful. It's very powerful. A powerful thing.
Yes.
Have you ever had an experience where you had sex with somebody and then you was like, damn, you saw her in the morning and you was like, what was I thinking? Yes.
Yeah. That laugh was yes. Yes all over it.
He's thinking of somebody right in particular right now.
The face just popped in his head.
No.
He lying.
No. Listen. I think every real nigga done had sex with some terrible bitches. Mm-hmm.
Some basic bitches.
The club is about to close. Maybe the lights came on.
Maybe they wasn't basic at the time, but I believe that sometimes sex is just a momentary thing, and it's like.
But you can't say that you don't have sex very often, and then have sex with somebody that's not of quality.
Now, this was back in my whole ass.
Okay, I get that.
Oh, you went through a whole phase.
What?
He had to. Look at him.
Yeah, he definitely went through a whole.
Not
phase.
Not for nothing, but you look like you had a whole phase. Look at you.
You look like you. Damn. You're very good looking. Right,
I don't even do light skinned niggas, but you're very good looking.
Thank you.
You're very good looking. You got the whole Southern boy swag on, and you know the little LL lick the lips thing.
And then you know what girls love when he get mad. You know women love that. They love to see a guy that can just turn it up
a lot. Women really love that.
You start cursing him out with that New Orleans accent.
I'm sure y'all done sex some terrible niggas. Like, what? I can't believe I gave this nigga the pussy.
Oh yeah, it's been
retrospect.
I've had a moment where I was like, damn, I wish I could take the pussy back. Shit.
Oh, ain't no taking it back.
I know, but it's out there. I wish. I've had a moment where I wished I could take the pussy back. So, yeah.
And those are the people you deny.
Yeah, it never happened.
Damn.
Especially if I didn't come. If I didn't come, it didn't happen.
Now, right. She said that she fakes orgasms a lot. Stephanie says she
fakes orgasms.
Faking the orgasm.
You think you can tell when a woman fakes an orgasm?
I fake one, too.
You fake
orgasms? Guys fake orgasm when the pussy trash.
Wait, why?
When it might smell a little off.
Why do you fake orgasm?
When the pussy smell a little off, you got to get up out of there.
No.
Well, it's that. And sometimes, man.
He has to take a shit.
No.
I got to hurry up and fake this. Look,
sometimes you just don't be in it. Like, or sometimes you probably just way too drunk. Or like.
Oh, and it's not going to happen.
I get that.
Yeah, and you could really hurt somebody after you keep on, after you just fuck.
Yeah.
After you just like smashing for too long.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, you could, I just.
Well,
just
how do you, what's too long? Right, yeah. What's too long?
What's too long?
What's like the longest time you can remember that you had sex?
How long can you hold it?
It's not even about me holding it, it's like I'm ready.
Well, what's a good,
are you loud? Are you a talker?
Not too much.
You say little things.
It depends on the moment. It depends on.
Have you ever told somebody you love you? I love you during sex and didn't mean it. You seem like you would say that.
No, I don't play with that word like that.
You shouldn't.
That's a powerful word. We can't just be honest. Like,
but maybe at that moment you love her.
No. I don't think I never had no pussy that good that made me feel like.
You didn't love for a moment.
I love you.
So that mean the pussy that good?
Oh, go, man.
So how do you fake? How does a man fake an orgasm? Like, what do you just say you came, or do you make a noise?
And then you come right up out that thing, smack on her ass, and
then
baby.
And then she'd be like, "There's nothing in the condom."
Well, you don't got no business looking at my condom.
Anyway. To make sure it didn't break.
Yeah, well, I'm done. Like, you ain't got no reason to be in the restroom while I'm in here. Nothing.
Damn. She can't come in the restroom while you in there?
No.
That's mean.
It's not mean. I bring you.
You bring her the washcloth,
I bring you a towel.
That's nice.
No, but now, ladies,
it's a gentleman.
He fakes orgasm, so they're going to be watching the condom now.
It's not even that
he said he has faked.
It's not even that I fake him, but because after the fact, the conversation happens, like, why you...
Stop.
Yeah. And it's just like, shit.
All right, well, my favorite young boy, August Alsina, is here with us. Woo-hoo. August. So we were talking about real versus fake. Now, does it matter to you if a girl's ass and everything is real or not? It's all real to you if you could touch it.
Well, I don't know.
Don't hurt.
Ain't none of my business.
But that's right. You shouldn't know. Everything should feel and look
just
natural.
As natural.
Right.
As
good plastic surgery doesn't look like plastic surgery.
Very true.
Right. And it doesn't feel like plastic surgery.
It's very weird that things like that become a fad and like a thing to do. Mm-hmm. I just had a girl tell me,
you want to see my new titties?
You was like, yes, I would like to see them.
I said, yes, of course.
Yeah, right? But let me like, feel those.
How do you even... And it was like, this don't hurt?
Well, like, I have breast implants and I got them done twice. And
oh, that's why your shits was looking good on that picture.
And the second time I got them done... The second time I got them done, I was so happy and so just ecstatic with them. I was going around showing everybody too, like, look!
It's like a new car. It's like getting a new car.
Yeah, I was proud
getting
of them.
Tits, it's like getting a new car.
I was proud of them. House. They made me feel great, and they made me look great too.
I think it's just a weird little thing because like niggas, we can't get no type of. Implants and surgery.
Oh, there's a job. Yeah,
there is.
There's a job.
It's possible. Men don't get it, but I saw it too.
What you saw?
Yeah, they do penis extensions.
Oh, they definitely do. But it can only extend up to 2 inches.
It's your natural penis. Your penis, you have like this much penis inside of your body that when you're erect, it never comes out. So they do this type of surgery where those two.
Well, from what I heard, August don't need no extensions and nothing, right?
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
I do.
Yes, we all want to see it. Go ahead.
Look. No. No, actually, I think I got a couple pictures in
there. Don't call her
bluff. Wow. Let me see. I want to see
this.
What I heard.
Because I don't know why is it so...
He has it his
you got to have the biggest dick in the planet for that rumor that I heard.
About breaking the cervix.
Man,
yes!
What is the biggest dick in the planet? I have yours? A dick. I just, that's what I have. I have a dick that God gave me and it's just a dick.
You think that if you had a really small penis, you would be scared to have sex with people?
I don't know if I'm.
Let me see.
I already seen that on Instagram.
You didn't see this picture.
But it was kind of. But you definitely took it the same day as the other one.
Let me see.
I was not exposed.
So you always wear those boxers?
It's not. I always got on polo.
See, I told you he'd be showing his print. Now show us without the boxers.
Let me see. Look. Is it hard?
What you think?
It ain't sticking straight up.
It's not. He does have a really big dick.
Nobody got to ask me about my dick no more.
Cause never again.
It's verified.
It's been verified.
His dick and it's big. It's nice. In the picture.
Too bad he faced orgasms.
I know.
Damn. That's a waste of some good work.
How often do you masturbate?
Shit, it depends on how I feel. Mm-hmm. If I'm about to take a shower and I feel like jacking off, that's what I'm going to do.
Does it make you sleepy after?
I just feel like, it's just like,
let's go.
Get it off and keep it moving. Like, I ain't got to worry about, because here's the thing. I would much rather beat my meat than
have
oh my God, somebody's talking.
Because after he gives them with that, then they're never going to go away. Next question. Are you into threesomes?
Foursomes?
Fivesomes?
What's the most you ever had at once?
Only
eightsomes? Ochosomes?
Octosomes.
Oh, sorry. Octosomes.
Nah, just about three.
Mm-hmm. Three girls and you?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it or do you think it's too much?
Can you handle that?
It was cool.
Clearly.
He's a good
one.
So you like girls that like girls?
Do I like girls that like girls? I don't know if I like them, but...
But it's cool. Yeah. Most guys like that.
I got this old story. Yeah, listen, y'all, people can't judge me for these stories right here. But these two girls was basically like sucking my dick at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And it began to be like... issue a fight like over
like who's gonna get the tip.
I'm gonna suck no yeah. I'm gonna let
no him. He's gonna come on me like that
yeah, my turn.
I wanna
give it so to wait me. So they really got into a fight.
It was a real deal altercation. It was just a problem.
So what'd you do? You like, okay, do you have to pick one?
No, I said
yes. There's enough for everybody.
He did like this. He can put his hands behind his head.
Half for you, half for you. All right. Damn.
But I didn't.
What do you prefer one on one or do you prefer like threesomes? If you had a choice.
I'm a one on one type of guy. I think
threesomes are so whack.
Yeah.
Why? You say that?
I think it's so whack.
Whenever you done play
a lot. I feel
like
sex is, even if it's somebody that you don't love, I feel like sex is something you do with passion.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If there's too many people around, you can't have that much passion. It's like, it's extra. Three is a crowd.
Is it something you do with passion?
Yes.
Sheesh.
Sex or love making? There's a difference between having sex and making love.
Yeah, but you can have sex with no love and still do it with feeling.
You ever let a guy fuck without kissing him?
Ew.
What do you mean, like for the first time?
No, or just he never kissed you.
I'm sure I have, yeah. Especially in the morning.
You a G.
No, like in the morning.
Oh, you mean
in the morning when you're in the spoon position?
No, but he means like a new partner that you've never.
That's what I said for the first time. I said no, I would never do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you would never let somebody fuck you.
No, not only do you have to kiss me, but you have to kiss everything.
Yeah. Okay? Hey, girl.
That is, you gotta respect it.
Foreplay is very important.
Show some respect, okay?
I guess that's why.
Respect the box.
I guess that's why I don't have too much sex because y'all got you're not too kissing. Much. Shit that y'all
How do you
want.
Feel about kissing?
He said he don't
You don't like kissing?
You don't like kissing?
I mean, I think my lips are very, very sensitive.
How could you have sex with somebody that you wouldn't kiss, though?
A lot of guys don't kiss. No, a lot of guys don't kiss.
How could I not?
No, a lot of guys don't like
kissing. I love kissing.
Most women
do. How do you not like kissing?
I didn't say that. It's so intimate.
He just won't kiss just anybody.
It's deeper.
You have to really want to be with the person and like the person that you're going to kiss. It's very intimate than having
sex. I think that sex.
Boom! I think that sex
is way more intimate than kissing. I'm sorry.
Think sex is
when you're putting your penis inside somebody's vagina and you could potentially have a baby or get an STD, that's way more intimate.
Yeah, and I know you can
get a STD from kissing somebody too.
You definitely can.
You can get herpes on your mouth,
and that don't
get mono.
Mono.
Okay, whatever. But I'm just saying, you could have a baby. That's way more intimate.
And I could also get herpes on my dick too.
Yeah, you can.
Oh my God, why are we talking about this?
Because this is real. You people wonder why. Like, it ain't that
but
I just...
I don't think you should have sex with somebody you wouldn't kiss. Personally.
I don't think you should have sex with somebody you wouldn't kiss.
What?
If I would have sex with you, I would...
The world that we live in...
Yeah, I
nobody
I
wants to just randomly...
Everybody not kiss
like,
you.
Like, yeah, like, I...
I would randomly have sex with you, but I wouldn't randomly kiss you.
Yes!
I'm with you, Angela. I agree with you 100%.
Is there a condom for your mouth?
Dental dam.
But that's for
oral.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't do that either, okay? No, I'm just kidding.
Wait, no.
He does.
I'm 22 now, so you never know what I be doing.
All right, well, August has to go because he has a busy day
Very
today.
Busy
They're
day.
Wrapping me up. But you know,
this is a great conversation.
Great conversation.
Yeah,
fun time.
Good conversation.
So August will fuck you, but he's not gonna kiss you. That's just basically what I got from this whole interview.
Well, and if the pussy is trash, he might fake the orgasm.
I definitely. If you just gotta make me want to kiss you.
How does somebody make you want to kiss them?
It's just
that's the type of stuff that can't really be described.
It's the moment.
Though.
It's
kissing with somebody who knows how to kiss is really amazing. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
He's learning.
What?
His problem is that he don't trust like nobody. That's what your real problem is.
Wow. Okay.
You're a Virgo?
Yes.
Oh, Virgo.
Now we're going to.
Yes.
I hear this every day from women.
That's what his problem is.
You don't
trust
nobody. You don't want to let nobody in. You just got your guard up.
Like, I just picture August as somebody likes to do it to you doggy style and then send you on your way smacking your ass goodbye.
Not at all. I actually fuck you really well.
That sounds
fun. And enjoy it.
Are you a good side guy? Like, are you good down with being like a side piece?
Of course. Of course. I don't have a problem with that. It's
God
just that.
I love being a side guy.
What happens is I get scared when people be like.
Clingy.
Where you going?
What you doing? Can I go?
Can I
come?
Like,
I want to see you.
Like, you doing 106 in Pride? Can I come with you?
See that shit, and then it get worse when you try to invite yourself, and I say no, and then you still invite
you
yourself.
You show up. Oh, I'm outside.
Wow. That's like borderline stalkish,
right? There. Stalkish,
stalkerish. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, we're gonna let August go because.
It's a great conversation.
We're having such a good time, but we don't want to hold you from
I know, you
got,
listen, you're working, okay? You're busy, you're
sex,
working.
Threesomes, kissing. We all saw my dick.
We all saw your penis.
Yeah, see your penis.
High five for that one, yes.
I don't know, that one might get me in trouble, but I didn't see skin. Yeah, I just saw fabric. I saw underwear.
Oh, you didn't see the other picture?
No, the picture...
I saw underwear. I saw a picture of his underwear.
Good job, Manscaping.
For the record, I saw a picture of his underwear. Did y'all hear that? I saw a picture of his underwear. Okay.
All right. Bye.
It was solid. It was
and thank you, Stephanie. Thank you, Gigi.
Thank you, honey.
Building a website can be tough, and even if you do know your way around coding, creating something that looks good and works well is a very time-consuming affair. Whether it's for a business site, a portfolio, or a restaurant, or whatever else, in this day and age, you probably need a website anyway. I always tell all of my interns and everybody that wants to come work here, you need to have a good-looking website. Well, lucky for us, Squarespace makes it easy to build beautiful websites without ever breaking a sweat. No matter what job you have, if you're a writer, a model, a small business owner, a stripper, anything, in 2015, you need your own website, period. Personally, I'm trying to get every dollar that's out there, and there's a lot of money to be made. If you don't have your own website, you're going to be leaving all that money on the table. We don't do that. So how do you build your own site without blowing too much of that money? Squarespace. Squarespace has simple, powerful, and beautiful templates that look professionally designed, regardless of what your skill level is. Trust me, if I can do it, you can do it. There's no coding required. Not only does Squarespace provide you with intuitive and easy-to-use tools to create your website with, Squarespace also has state-of-the-art technology powering your site, which ensures security and stability. And you know you can trust in Squarespace for your website needs because millions of people and some of the most respected brands in the world trust in them too. Seriously, you cannot beat the ease and simplicity of Squarespace. Squarespace gives you 24/7 online support and a beautiful website for only $8 a month. You can even get a free domain if you buy Squarespace for the year. So what are you waiting for? Start a trial with no credit card required and start building your website today. Now, when you sign up for Squarespace, make sure you use the code ANGELA to get 10% off your first purchase. And you can show your support for Angela Yee's lip service. We thank you, Squarespace, for your support of lip service. Squarespace, build it beautiful. Now let's get into this interview with the very beautiful, lovely Mila J. What's up, it's Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
And we got our special guest today, Mila J. She's not ready for this.
I don't know if I am. We'll see.
Now, we were just talking about men and selfies, right, before the camera started rolling. And how can a man take a selfie for it to be okay?
Because he can't. See, I disagree. I think there's, okay, in a percentage, there's probably like 5% out of all men that can take selfies.
But what's the thing that they have to do? It can't be in the mirror.
Yeah, the mirror ones bug me. Mirror selfies bug me. But, I don't know, some guys, it fits their personality. Like
who?
I don't know. Just some people that are just kind of fun and just always, I don't know.
Like
some,
a goofy. Like a, it's got to be goofy.
Yeah, there's certain types selfies of guys that can
because
take
Because Lil Duval takes selfies in Egypt in front of pyramids and shit. So, he can do that.
Yeah,
but
no, that's
just
different.
To be, but overall, just to like be in your bathroom, like mouth,
fresh cut shawty, like no. Or you know what? When guys be upset. Now, somebody we know, I'm not gonna say who, he took a selfie and I guess him and his girlfriend broke up and he was like crying in it and he was like all sad.
Wait, he took a selfie crying?
Yes.
I don't even want to know.
Why?
Don't even tell me who that was, because if I do know him, I'm gonna look at him differently from now on.
Now, as a woman, if you and your man had an argument or broke up and he took a selfie and he was like crying and put it on Instagram, would you feel bad or would you be like, I'm glad I left him?
Yeah, that's not cute. Why would you take a picture of yourself crying, though?
No, I'd kind of, like, be like, oh, look at you, bitch ass.
But impulsive, I would feel like you're doing it for attention or something. Right. So that wouldn't be cute.
Is it okay for a guy to cry?
Yes. But not all the time. Like, you shouldn't be crying more than me, because I'm not really a crybaby like that. Like, mm-hmm. I cry here and there, but if you're crying more than me, that's a problem.
Some men are just really emotional, though, and they can't help mm-hmm. it.
Does your man cry?
I've never seen him cry.
I know her boyfriend, so. Okay, so you've never seen him cry for no reason.
Never seen him
Not even during, like, one of your bad breakups, because y'all used to break up all the time and get back together.
Oh, wait.
He did cry.
Oh, wait.
Let me think about it.
No, don't lie. He cried before.
Do you think it's okay?
Do I think it's okay?
Uh-huh.
I think it depends. You know,
it just shouldn't happen all the time, right?
It's gotta be like a real for real reason. Right. Like, you can't just cry because like we got in an argument and you just start crying.
Yeah.
It's gotta be like one time I dated this guy and one of his friends passed away and whatever and he cried and I was like, okay.
Well, that's different. That's different.
You're supposed
but if
to
you're
cry
crying like in every movie we go see and we watch TV, you just crying. You'd be like, mm-mm.
Have you ever had a guy that you dated cry?
Yes.
And why was he crying?
Well, it was to get me back. Yes, he was crying.
Now, does that...
But I've never been in a relationship with a guy who just is a crier, no.
Did that touch your heart and you felt like, okay, let me give him another chance? Or were you like...
I mean, it didn't work. I didn't get back with him. Mm-hmm. It didn't help.
It didn't hurt, though? Or did it?
Well, I mean, I was already not with him, so I don't think it really just mattered to me.
What about you, Stephanie? You ever made a guy cry?
Yeah, I definitely have made a guy
cry. And she giggled. She's like,
but was no. it like, and then do you tell your friends, like, this?
No, honestly, like, I'm a little, you know, I'm a little rougher, you know, than
the average.
I guess. But, you know, I was in a relationship with a guy, and things would happen, and he would end up crying. And I'm not gonna lie, I'll be on the phone. My girl's like, "Oh my God, God forgive me, but I wanted to laugh so hard.
God forgive me, I wanted to laugh."
You know, that's terrible.
Wait, did the guy that you cheated, your ex that you cheated on, did he cry when you cheated?
Did he cry when I cheated? No, he didn't cry when I cheated.
So what is he crying? What were you crying about?
No, it's like, I don't want to say it was him crying. I don't want to say it was
but
him crying.
But he did a few times, because a few times you wanted to laugh.
Yeah, like, I'm on the phone with my best friend. And I'm like, girl, I hope God forgives me for this.
Do you believe it?
What, the tears?
Yeah, like, do you believe it?
Yeah, I believe, and you know when I believe the tears, I don't believe it when it's just tears. I believe it when it comes with the face, with the
ugly face. Yeah.
You know, that's
the quivering lip. Because exactly. You can't make the quivering.
You can't fake that at all.
Like, the tears, I don't know, but the face, you got to believe the face. It's like...
Now, for you, let's just, Millie, just so you know who everybody is in the room, because I know this is your first time doing lip service. Gigi's from Philly. She was living in Atlanta, but she is booed up now, so she's here living. She's
love now, brought me to New York.
Yes, now aww. She's in New York. She's been in a relationship with, this is how I know her, she's dating one of my very good friends, but, you know, they had a lot of ups and downs.
We did have a lot of ups and downs, a lot. But it's all up now.
But Gigi used to work in Magic City. Now she teaches pole dancing classes. And I know you want to do that.
I was Mrs. Yes. Magic
Wait,
City.
You teach out here?
Yeah, I teach in Harp. That's where I'm.
See, and I'm gonna be here for my birthday. I need to come.
When is your birthday?
The 18th of November.
Oh yeah, I'm here.
You ever heard of the snack?
Yes, we're setting it up.
You ever heard of the snack pack?
The snack pack, no.
The snack pack was my group in Atlanta. Oh, no. It was my pole. It was my pole crew at Magic City that I started in Atlanta, and we used to. Yeah, we were like the stars of Magic City.
She's like professionally training. It's ridiculous if you ever see any of the stuff that she can do.
Okay. But yeah, I got you. We'll set it up.
Yes, we are.
And now Stephanie, you know, I don't even know how to describe Stephanie, but model extraordinaire.
I'm a
cover girl.
I'm Benita Applebaum. I'm Benita Applebaum.
Okay.
And I just recently saw you and your girl, Nyalee. Is she your best friend?
Yeah, Nyalee. She's my roommate.
Oh, she's your roommate?
Yes, my soul sister.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Well, she's my roommate. We live together. That's a crazy thing. Like, we tell people that we live together, and they're like, oh, my God.
No, that's weird. Like, what goes on in that
house? Exactly. Because we're two crazy personalities. But you'd be surprised. We'd just be chilling.
Do guys come over and y'all, like...
Do guys come
like,
over?
Like, you know, do y'all have guys over and you got to be cool with each other's men? And yes. Would you be nervous to leave a man in the house if you weren't home and she
nah,
was there?
I wouldn't be nervous because, you know, she and I, we date however we date. And, you know, I know she has enough. She's not worried about what
there's
I got going on.
Yeah.
Like, there's no shade between us. Like, we just... Like, she and I are both Sagittarius. We have, like, the same exact personality. Like, sometimes I need to be left alone. Sometimes she needs to be left alone. Like, mm-hmm. We have a nice, big apartment with a big space in the middle. So, we don't even hear each other.
Have sex.
You know? No.
Sometimes. Who's louder, you or her?
We about the same loudness. We have like the same, like, sometimes I think like we be like, she be wanting me to hear her. She wanting her to hear me. Okay, and then we talk about it, like, we meet up in the middle and it's like
in my head you guys have threesomes sometimes.
Yeah. We have threesomes with one person on the other side of the door. For okay. Sure.
Wait, you really do?
No, imagine.
You never have though with her?
No, I've never had a threesome with her. I'm not into girls. We went through that.
I know. I'm just saying, you know, can't tell.
Yeah, no, we've never. She and I
have
never.
You know what?
Had
I
sex.
Think that a lot of women have threesomes that might not necessarily be into girls anyway.
Yeah.
A lot of women do it because they feel like they need to do it. Because
they're man's fantasy.
To fulfill their man's fantasy.
I've had a threesome or two, but.
See?
Yeah, but I'm not into girls, but not with Naya. No, we friends.
Well, Gigi, you've done that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like normal now,
and I'll do it
right?
Again.
You said, and I'll do it again.
Yeah.
You like girls?
Sometimes. You know, I feel like this. I feel like, why play with myself when I can play with her? It's like 3D masturbation.
3D masturbation.
3D masturbation. It's like masturbating in 3D.
But so what are the dangers? Because I've heard a lot of times, like, women have threesomes with their man involved, and then sometimes things go left. Like, they say that's what happened with Paula Patton and Robin Thicke.
Oh,
like,
I don't know about them. But speaking from my own experience, years and years and years ago, I had a threesome with this couple, and the girl, like, stopped us mid-stroke. Like, what? You don't fuck me the way you fucking her? Like,
she got jealous
and went off on him. Like, deaded the whole situation, went off on her man, and I just was like,
this is awkward.
Let me get on about it. Y'all handle that.
Yeah, they say, like, if you have a threesome, as you're supposed to let the woman choose the other female. That's one of the rules of a threesome.
Mm-hmm. They chose together.
They chose together, right? But the woman is supposed to, like, have the final say and approval. It can't be just...
Oh my God, I'm sitting here thinking about it. It was so long ago. Mm-hmm. But I think it was the first time I did that with like, a couple. You know.
Now, what about you? Do you choose the woman when you have threesomes now? Or can he be like, or would you be mad if he was like, yo, I found a girl for us?
I want him to find a girl for us.
So you prefer for him to choose?
I just want him to.
Look at Mila.
I just want him to.
But I'm selfish, though. I'm not going to selfish. Me too. So I'm a Scorpio. I know I would get jealous.
Sure. I'm confident. I want you to pay attention
I'm
right
confident
here.
Confident
focus
enough
here.
To know, like, that... That's not going to change.
But you like girls. That's why it's fun for you, too.
I don't really like girls. Like, I don't look at girls like, ooh, I do like.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. But I just feel like, you know,
you're but you're enjoying it with a woman. You know what I mean? So.
Would you do it with a woman if he wasn't around? Is that cheating?
That's cheating, yeah.
Yes.
But would you do it, though? Like, if he was okay with it?
I don't think he would be okay with it.
Okay. But if you send pictures and video.
No, yeah. I feel like he would be okay with it. He would consider that cheating. I think that is cheating.
So, Mila, you would never do that for your man? Like,
I mean, I don't know what I would never do. I just know I haven't.
You haven't yet?
Yeah, I haven't.
But maybe.
But I feel
he gave
like
me,
like
a
like,
really good threesome for my birthday, as a matter of fact.
He gave you one? A good one?
We was in another country, and we had two girls. It was nice.
Okay, that's more than a threesome.
Wait, you picked both or he picked?
We picked them together.
Okay.
But what about one girl, two guys?
Oh, I was gonna ask that. Now, what if you're like, I want to pick another dude? Yeah, but you don't want them to touch each other.
Listen, I wouldn't want my guy to want me to have sex with another guy with him, and that's just
so. It's
no,
it's
but if you
not,
want two like, things happening no to good. You at once,
right?
They don't gotta touch.
See, no.
Now,
yeah,
and
right, that's what I'm saying.
As far
like,
as
wanted in her mouth and wanted,
no,
you know,
that's where no. Yeah,
now that guys consider that running a train, but it is still a threesome. Is really just three people, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So that should still be considered threesome, but it is a little weird if a guy asks you, "Let's go choose a guy together."
Well, yeah, I don't think it should ever be his idea. It should definitely be yours.
That's
it should definitely be yours.
That's just gay.
Yeah, that's so I have an idea. Let's have a
threesome. I get to choose
a
guy.
I seen this dude in the gym. Now, Mila, let's get into your personal life a little bit. Look at her.
Let me pull out my questions, girl.
Oh, I know you're about to ask about Trey Songz.
I'm not even going to ask about him because I heard from him what the situation was. But if you want to tell me anything.
Just so you know, she used to live with Trey.
What was you going
to
pull up? See, she was going to pull up something completely different. Y'all just putting words in her mouth.
But you know, coming from my intern, that there is Trey questions in these questions.
Okay, what's your intern's question that you have? No, but there were some pictures of you and Trey, and people were saying the two guys were dating, cute couple. So, what did Trey tell you?
The question? No, yeah, I asked him, is she your girlfriend? And he said no.
Okay.
That's as far as it went.
That's a whole, then you didn't ask nothing else after that.
I didn't ask anything else.
Yes,
he asked me why was I asking him, basically.
He knew why. Come on now.
And I said, because they keep saying it on the radio. And I don't think so, because I know better. Nothing against you, but I know better. He's not the girlfriend type of person. Like,
yeah, I mean, so, people see pictures and they
look at her smiling, though. But they're smiling, though.
I've been smiling this whole interview. What are you talking about? All right,
so go ahead. Say it without smiling.
No, I'm just happy right now. I've been smiling this whole interview.
We can't be the only people that asked you if you was dating him, though.
Yeah, everybody asks you all the time.
Everyone asks that.
But people always are like, because a lot of people want to date Mila J. Like, you know, when she...
Yeah, I was going to say, but he's not the only one. I mean, I get asked about...
He's not the only one I've pretty much been worse with.
They're like, oh, are you a Ty Dolla? Oh, are you with so-and-so? Are you like... I don't know. It's just...
Yeah.
I think but with you and Trey was a little different because y'all look like, you know, it was a cute...
No, y'all. Yeah, y'all did look cute together.
So that's what it is. So people are like, oh,
especially the moment you was like laying on his chest. I was like,
oh, you ain't do that. I ain't seen no picture of you with Ty Dolla Sign like that.
I mean... I'm legally blind. I don't know what y'all talking about.
BOP, hold it down. Barely.
But what kind of guy are you looking for?
Well, I'm never looking. Like, I'm not a person, like, I don't know if I'm, you know, but I don't really have a type physically. Mm-hmm. I mean, you ain't I got do no type. Like, I mean, I like nice arms, like a nice smile, but as far as, like, I don't have, like, a set, like, oh, you gotta look like this and have, you know what I mean? I like funny guys.
Okay, good sense of humor. Like,
really funny.
Laugh their way into the vagina.
Pretty much. No, because I'm, like, goofy, and I just like to have fun. Like, I don't take a lot of things serious, so I'm, like, I just like somebody that's not that serious, just, you know, spontaneous. Mm-hmm. You know, the love and all that will come, but I want to be able to have fun with you.
Okay, when's the last time you had an actual boyfriend?
It's been close to almost a year now that I've been out of a relationship.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it fun being single? Or do you want to be in a relationship now? Or do you prefer being single right now?
To me, it's an either or thing. I really am focused on my music. So it's like not, I don't have time to really
don't
think
do
of
that.
Like,
my music is my boyfriend.
No. But what I'm saying is when you're not busy, it's easier to be like, oh my gosh, you know, I want this, I want that. But it's like when you're doing stuff, it's like you don't even have time to really, you know, focused. Like feel like, oh, what do I really want and what do I need right now? It's just like, you know, right now I'm just having fun.
When you date a guy, is he like jealous if he sees you in pictures with other dudes and stuff like that? Is that a problem, an issue for you?
That has been a problem. Yes, with me being in, like, the industry that I'm in.
Right. You know, you all on Trey Songz's chest.
Like, why are you, like, oh, and it's just, like, I don't have time for that headache. Because I'm not going to explain myself on something that I know is not what it is. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, with me, that's a big thing, too. Like, I like, super, not overly confident guys, but I like...
They're not worried.
Yeah, like...
They trust you. Mm-hmm. They ain't got a question.
It's confident and bold, like, kind of aggressive, like... You know, like, guys, it is
not... Are you argumentative?
I can be if I'm standing up for what I believe in. No, I'm saying I definitely have an opinion. Like, I'm not that girl that you feel like, oh, like, I'm going to mold you. No. Mm-hmm. You're not molding me. I am who I am. And I mean, I still want to respect the man as a man. I don't want to wear the pants in a relationship. It's just, you know...
What about if you make way more money than he does? Does that matter?
No, that doesn't matter. Like, I would not date somebody because they don't have anything. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm attracted to you and you really make me happy, I would really date you if you were, you know, just, you know.
Joe Schmo from Idaho.
Exactly. I really would. I know a lot of people say that and they really won't, but I really would.
But what about ambition and all of that? Don't you feel
as long as you have the ambition to go with it. I mean, I don't think you should be happy, like, stuck in one place in life, you know. But,
I ain't got no money, but I got me Mila J.
No, but I mean, because when I'm looking like for a relationship, I don't feel like as women, like, we should look for someone to take care of us. I mean, if you can, that's fine, because it is a man's job to provide. Mm-hmm. But I still want to have my own regardless. I should be able to take care of myself.
Men should want to take care of you, but not that you need
them
to.
To me, that's the icing on the cake if you can, but I shouldn't be looking for relationships to be like, oh, girl, I'm working now, but that's just until I can find somebody. Like, no, you should be able to have your own.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? So,
like, it feels so good to make my own money to pay my own bills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want to have to.
And I get gifts and everything, but it's I pay my own bills. Yeah. Nobody ain't telling me nothing.
Yeah.
Now, do you consider yourself a freak?
I don't.
If somebody would ask you, like, in the bedroom,
she's
you
Scorpio.
More of a,
what you kind of question is that?
I mean, like, I'm sexual for sure, but I don't know, like, I'm not a person going around like, oh, I'm a freak. Like, I don't know people that, like,
no, I mean, in the bedroom with your man, would you say that you go nature, all out?
I mean, yeah, if I'm into the person, I will do, like, women. A lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. If I'm into you, if I'm not, though, it's just like, oh, this is not, you know, if I can tell it's coming to an end, it's just, like, not.
Now, what if a guy wants you to do something like, has anybody ever asked you to do something that you wouldn't do in the bedroom?
No.
And you was like, nope, I'm not doing that.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
No,
not really? But what would be something that you would be like, no to?
Yeah, I'm not doing nothing with animals.
Oh, no.
Come on.
No,
but I'm saying, y'all saying no, but there are people that will be that up. Like, hey, you trying to get this gerbil? Like, no. bro.
You just took it all the way.
I'm saying, though, but that's realistic.
Okay, what if a guy was like...
I never even thought about that.
What if a guy was like, I really like for you to put your finger in my butt. Would you do that? And that's your man, you love him.
The thing is, I mean, because
so you've done it.
No, because see, with love, you will do some stuff that you say you'll never do. But I mean, maybe I probably would, but I would probably think about it like the next day. Like,
why did he want me to do?
Yeah, like, but I'm sure, like, because in the heat of moment when you are being sexual, you do kind of just do stuff that, you know what I mean, that you might sometimes feel like, dang,
guys,
I never thought
like
I would have done that.
Fingers in their ass,
you know, but
it's a lot of nerve.
Guys like that.
Guys love
so
it.
But I almost feel like, let me do it on my own.
G-spot is up there. That's where the G-spot is.
Yes, guys love fingers in their ass.
So you've done that to guys.
Yeah.
And you like nothing
to
of it.
I love doing it to guys.
Because you like the reaction.
I do.
Do they ask you or do you just do it?
No, they kind of nudge towards it. They don't really ask.
That's what I'm saying. You don't. You don't ask for that.
You see what I did?
What?
They kind of nudge. She said,
and then you just stick it in there.
Yeah.
I mean, how far? Do you put one digit or
two fingers?
Here and here.
Two fingers.
Yeah, one, maybe two.
So have you ever been?
It depends.
But is it weird to you when you can get two in easy?
Yeah, has it ever gotten too easy?
It's a thought.
Oh my god!
Like, yo, bro, this is a little too easy.
It's a thought. It's a wiggle room.
I feel like it's a thought, but I'm not.
Yeah.
Right? Do you
look
know
at me
you
when
understand?
She's like, okay, I'm taking
it. Okay.
So she's like, wait, try this now?
I mean.
Have you done it?
Now I'll just be curious just to see. Like,
no,
because
guys love it. Men love it.
One of my friends did tell me every guy
they don't admit to
loving
it.
They're
not gonna say they love it.
You gotta just do it.
Yeah. And it's not
it's just like an
talk
inside
about
thing. No, you never talk about it.
You can't bring it up.
It's just like an inside. No.
I never did it before. I've never put my finger in nobody's butt. But I could imagine that you can't bring it up like, yo, yesterday when I put my finger in your butt.
Do you feel like you have a one-up on them once you have done it? Because you know, like, you can't bring it up, but it's like, I'll put my finger in your butt.
Like, don't play with me. Don't act like I ain't finger fuck you in the ass.
No. I don't have one-up. They're still the man.
Yeah,
no,
right.
No.
All right, so
it's
you...
just a part of sex.
It's a part of sex. We grown.
And I mean, I don't, you know, some people would feel like that's gay for a heterosexual man to do something like that.
Well, no,
genetically speaking, a man's G-spot is in his anus. That's how you get
that's
to his G-spot. That's why it feels
and
good to them.
But that's how I feel.
Especially with somebody for a long time, you probably do get bored with regular sex.
No,
so
I
know you'll try
like
things
guy,
that are new.
A guy who likes fingers in his ass knows his body. It's not that he's gay. He knows.
What about
he's
a vibrator? What if he's like, can you put like a vibrator?
Okay, no. See, that's taking it too far.
That's a little extra.
I'm just asking.
I've never done
but
that.
But what
I've
about licking a vibrator? What about licking an asshole? Is that okay? You've done that.
Yeah.
Okay, if you
it's
put
okay.
a finger, your tongue is probably
yeah, good. And I mean, it's a woman. I'm a woman, and you're a man, and whatever we do, it's heterosexual, no matter where it goes. You know what I mean?
No matter what.
No matter what.
No, because if you ask, if you pull out a strap on and try to fuck him in his ass, then that's taking it too far.
Well, that's still heterosexual activity.
I totally agree.
That's weird, no.
I totally agree.
What about watching porn together? Do you do that?
Yeah. Do you say, yeah? You have to. It's fun. I like watching
porn.
And it's good, like when the porn is on and you're like, it's just background. Mm-hmm. It's good, right? It's nice to have porn in the background. You take a look and it makes you more excited, right?
What about you, Mila?
Porn is good.
Yeah.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with watching porn again.
In the background.
Pornhub.com?
Yes. She's not even paying for it. She's getting free
porn. No,
clips.
You gotta get paid for porn.
Right.
I don't think anybody
there's too
does.
Much free porn out
Apple
there
TV.
For you to pay
for. With the internet, you don't have to pay for porn anymore.
All right, now I have some questions for you because people always ask me questions and they need advice. You have yours too. All right. Now, I was telling y'all earlier, I had read an article, right? And it was talking about 6 things that women do not like in bed.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to ask you guys some things that you don't like in the bedroom. All right? We're going to start with you.
Me?
Stephanie, what's one thing that you would say you don't like in the bedroom?
I don't like?
She said, I like everything.
Right. I
don't
know. That
that's
too,
a hard
I did
question. What I don't like?
Is it give a situation where somebody
doesn't... I don't like
baby
talk.
Oh.
Well, my baby is so beautiful. Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Call me daddy.
I'm like, oh, my God. But I can't.
Yeah, baby talk's
know.
A little weird.
Baby talk, I've had, that has happened to me.
Ew.
That has happened. Isn't that weird?
I was like, or just whack sounds.
It's yeah.
Just,
so, like, bad, but what's a whack sound? Wouldn't any sound be kind of like, okay, he's into me? Like,
no.
What does a whack sound sound like?
Cooling,
a whack sound
like,
oh, my baby.
Just corny, like. I don't know.
I can only think of one thing that I don't like in a bed, and that is I don't like to be fingered while I'm getting oral. Like,
I love
that's too
that.
Much distraction. Just
too many things at once.
Yeah. Don't finger me. Just
Stick to the click and then give me the dick. I don't need you.
I love that, though. I love that.
But you could do a threesome? And that's not too distracting?
Yeah, that's a little distracting. Fine. You're a hypocrite.
She's like, this is a different story, though. That's a whole different situation. I'm already prepared for all of the distractions if I know I'm going to have a threesome. Right. Even if I'm having a threesome, don't put your finger in me while you eat my pussy. Okay.
I mean, there's things that I thought that I didn't like that I do like now that I...
As you grow and you learn your body,
You know, like I used to not like want fingers in my ass, like while I'm getting fucked. Now I love shit like that. You know,
I don't really like if I'm right there and somebody tries to put their finger in my butt, it would definitely like make me start back over again.
No, I like it. I used to hate that. Like I would hate when a guy would go anywhere next to anal anything.
So you can have anal and everything.
No, I can't. I don't do anal. I can't. I wish I could.
I'm sure you could.
I wish. It's too painful. I can't.
You need a little guy.
You know, I had a little guy, and he was so little that I used to make him put it in my butt just so I could feel something.
Oh my god!
Yes. My friends loved him fucking in their ass.
Why? Did he know he was little? I always wonder if guys said a little no. Like,
he should have known.
Do they say, I know it's little, but...
Oh, no. He didn't say that. But he should have known it was little. It was like the top of a Corona bottle.
Yeah, they better be.
Yeah, it was like the top of a beer bottle. Like the top of a Corona bottle.
Why were you... No, but my friends love getting fucked in the ass. They say they come every time. They love it. They love anal.
Well, because it's the G-spot in there for women, too.
Well, how? Why can't I love anal?
Your G-spot is below your belly button.
So, wait a second.
So, why would they put it in a man's butt?
See?
God, it's weird.
There you go.
So, size doesn't matter to you? You're fine with somebody little?
I wasn't fine with that, but we was already together.
But that was your boyfriend.
Well, because he had won me over before we had sex, and then when we started having sex.
Listen, that's how you know a guy has a small penis, if he doesn't try to have sex with you right away.
He didn't try to have sex with me right away. You. And he was really nice. He was buying shoes on the second date. Like,
oh, you know.
Our second date, he was at Neiman Marcus in the shoe department.
You know the sex was going to be horrible.
He was so nice.
Like that, the sex is terrible.
So, and then we had sex, and I was just like,
exactly. Like, man, he bought me shoes.
But he was so nice, so and everything was so great. Be. And then it all went bad.
Why? What happened?
He was the reason why I moved to Atlanta. I had to get away from Philly because of him. He's dead now. He rest in peace.
Oh, girl. But,
yeah, sorry.
Well, he didn't hang himself with his penis.
No, it was bad. It was tragic. He was the guy that had a heart attack when we was having sex.
He died?
No, he had a heart attack while we was having sex. And I took him to the emergency room and left. Because I didn't know that he had a heart attack. He just was complaining about his chest hurting. And thank God the hospital was 5 minutes away from my house. It was like 5 o'clock in the morning.
I drove him over there.
They took him straight back because the emergency room was empty. And I'm like, well, can y'all call me when y'all figure out what's going on? Because I need to go to sleep. It was 5 o'clock in the morning. I was bartending at the time. I had just came home from work. We had crazy drunk sex.
Just tired.
And he had a heart attack in the middle of it. So
how old was he?
31.
Was he overweight?
No, he had irregular heartbeat.
Was he a smoker?
No, he just didn't take care of his body, and he had an irregular heartbeat, and he eventually ended up dying of a heart attack. But he had a heart attack, and it was crazy. But yeah, he had a really small penis.
You gave him a heart attack.
After a while, I just used to make him put it in my butt all the time. It was in my butt when he had a heart attack. I was riding it in my butt. Now, you know it was small if I was able to ride that thing in my butt. From the back, though, like.
Exactly.
And he pushed me off of him. I fell off
the
bed. He talking about, my chest hurts.
Awful.
Hey,
don't try anal.
Oh, may he rest in peace.
God forgive
us. Rest in peace,
Jack. God forgive us. I don't know. Could you stay with somebody if it was small? That's the question that Mila wants to know.
I would cheat a lot.
Well, there it is.
Y'all already know.
I cheated a lot with him. And I was cheating on him with a white man.
What's small though?
No.
What's small?
I told you it was the size of a Corona bottle.
Did the white guy have better equipment?
Yes.
Oh. Wow.
So you said you couldn't be with a guy that was small. Mila, what about you?
I actually never been with somebody that small.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Make some good decisions.
Yeah.
He was the only one.
Thank
God. That was that small. He was the only one.
I mean, it doesn't have to be really huge. I was about to say, but I don't need a huge average size.
Huge dick to break your cervix.
A nice girth. A nice girth is always lovely.
It has to, you know, exactly. It has to full pants?
You know, actually, I feel like that the stroke.
I mean, you gotta see him in some gray sweats. You feel what I'm saying?
Better than I feel like size doesn't matter as much as what you know how to do with it. Because absolutely. I've had the biggest dick in the world, this damn Ciroc bottle, and it was whack because the nigga ain't know what
well,
to do
yeah,
with it.
Well, yeah, just because it's big doesn't mean it's gonna be good. It's however, good. Though, at least and they I got had one something thing, that was so a little. You could maybe learn
small,
how to do it.
Yeah, and you can smaller get, size small, and get out their brains out.
And I also feel like no, guys that are bigger, small, they
it
big.
Doesn't matter. No, a really big guy, a guy who's big, who's well, and
well.
Who doesn't know how to use it, you can get on top and
yeah,
work it.
They can learn. They can learn.
You can masturbate on it.
Can't learn how to be big. It's just going to be small.
If you're a dick bigger than a Comcast remote, you need to know how to work that. Sorry.
Well, I think also sometimes guys are big, and I think that's all that they need to do.
Exactly. It's big. If you don't know how to work all of that godness that you got, then
godliness,
right?
Now, what is
why I have it?
Now, can you, as far as looks go with men, can you be with somebody that's like kind of out of shape, or does it matter to you if he's got like a big belly or any of those things physically? What's the worst you ever been with?
They've all actually been. I mean, they're born bodybuilders, but they all had nice physiques. Like, I don't know, but to me, that kind of says something about you too. If you kind of take care of your body, you know what I mean, like. That's attractive to me. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're not just, you know.
So you need somebody that's got a nice physique.
I mean, they don't have to be super cut up, but you do have to have nice arms. Like, I
you
like
these
arms.
Damn arms.
Arms and hands, like, I like. I don't know.
And shoulders.
She been talking
like
about arms since she was in here.
Yeah,
like,
it's just
he's
got to
be saying you have nice
you
arms.
Know, that's how he embraces
you
with.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean... Yeah, that's manly. You could even have chicken legs. I don't even care about, like, I don't want no guy with no big old thighs and...
Big thighs, thunder
yeah,
thighs.
Like, no.
No guy with no fat ass.
Yeah.
What about you, Stephanie? Could you be with a guy that has, like, a belly and...
No. I like guys with athletic body types. Mm-hmm. Like Trey Songz.
But there's different kind of athletic types. So there's the football type. There's
yeah,
the basketball
football
type.
Football types have big thighs and big butts.
Yeah, they do. And that's
those
kind of weird.
Those football thighs. Those
and when your hands thighs. Can't like, I need your arms to lay on the side. I don't want them to sit
No, but
on the
like
side
like
me.
Her, I like shoulders and arms. I like to
right?
look up and see
I'm
you
not
like
really
over
into
me,
all
like
of the physical
beast.
And the...
I can't be with a guy that has a big stomach.
No, I'm really
like,
not.
Like get a lipo.
I'm not. I don't like pretty boys.
You want a man to get lipo?
But see, even a good one,
you
don't have to have a six pack, but you do have to. Your arms have to be in shape. They have to.
At
it's
least,
just, it's just
at the
must.
Very least,
you could be fat, but do some push-ups.
As long as you got some shoulders.
Exactly.
Now, Amila, can you recall the best sex that you ever had, and what made it the best?
Can I recall?
Yeah, like an experience that was just like, okay, this was the best shit ever.
I mean, for me, it's more so if I'm into you or not. Mm-hmm. Like, so, I mean.
You never had good sex with somebody you wasn't that into?
No. It's weird because, no. Mm-hmm. Almost everybody, yeah, I've been into them. Mm-hmm. That's what gets me open, you know? I gotta be into you. I never just really had like a, oh, let me just, no,
okay.
I haven't.
Passionate, fun, just, we don't even...
Yeah.
You need chemistry.
Exactly.
You need good conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Stephanie, what about you? The best sex you ever had, can you think in your head what
the
that
best
was?
Sex, some of the best sex, I wouldn't say the best sex I've ever had in my life, but some of the best sex I ever had was with a person I have no chemistry with.
Really?
We're
no chemistry.
What
so then how
doing?
Y'all getting?
We just know each other. So we're like, oh, hey, you're available? Me too. Come on, let's go.
Who, your baby daddy?
No. No, my son's father, I have to
were
say.
Y'all drunk?
He's definitely like top five for mm-hmm. sure. Yeah, you know, like
drunk
someone
sex.
Who is like, we're cool, but we don't have that chemistry. Like, we kiss and everything, but we don't have that passion for each other.
Right.
You know
he's
what
just
I mean?
Good at what he does.
But he's amazing.
Like, what does he do that's so amazing?
The equipment is crazy.
Okay.
The equipment is crazy. But, you know, we don't, like, I couldn't see myself. Like, I have no emotional feelings for him.
Okay. What about you, Gigi? Best sex you ever had?
Our home movies. when he turned that flash on and I see that flash and I know that he filming me, then I'll just go in.
You turn up.
Girl, that sounds so nice.
I can tell you that. I can tell you one of the what popped into my mind, it probably isn't the best, but one time we was in Miami on the balcony at the W, and it was like after coming from the club, and mm-hmm. we was like so drunk, and we was like fucking outside on the balcony, and I didn't care how loud we was or if anybody was watching, that camera was on. I went in, and, and every now and then I go back in his phone and watch that.
You didn't make him erase it.
No.
Gigi's like, who cares?
We used to film our sex. When we had a long distance relationship, we used to film a lot of our sex.
Mm-hmm. I guess people look at it.
Yeah. But it would always be in his phone. I don't have none of them in my phone.
Would it bother you if that got out?
No. It's my man.
I'm just saying, but for everybody to see you.
Everybody seen me naked before. I don't remember.
But everybody,
I knew I went in because I knew it was being filmed.
But everybody hasn't seen you have sex. That's different.
Well, true.
That's different than just seeing you naked. Right.
But no, personally, I wouldn't care. I used to go to Magic. I'm just open like that.
And me and Gigi, it's cool. I go in Magic City. She'd be there naked. I'd be like, hey, girl, how you doing?
Right.
Hey, girl. And man, I'd be like, go over there and throw some money on Gigi. I used to be like, I feel bad. Like, that's it was weird.
Yeah, we passed that. But yeah, I definitely would. I don't know. I don't think I would feel some type of way. He would feel some type of way.
Right.
He don't want the world to see me having sex.
Right, or himself either, but he probably wasn't putting in no work.
he gonna get you for that one.
All right, so now, Mila, for you on the road, what's the craziest thing a guy ever did to get your attention?
To get my attention? Mm-hmm. Nothing too crazy has happened yet, besides a guy just coming up to me, like, saying something foul, but no one's, like, done anything.
Saying something like what?
Like, was it Tuskegee? He's came by. He stood in line like he was going, you know, wanting his picture signed. All that, he was like, "Ooh, let me get up here. I just want to let you know, I will eat that pussy from the back." You feel what I'm saying? And he starts licking his tongue out at me, and I'm looking at him like, "This is not cute. Like, if you thought you had a chance, like you doing this all of this,
not this what this meeting is about."
And he just every time I would catch his eye, he's just like the whole time I was performing too. He was standing right in the front.
Oh my god, that's
looking
so
in his whole tongue and doing. And I'm just like, dude.
That
I mean, and maybe
so
it would have been
awkward.
Cute if he, you know, was, but.
What if he was attractive?
That's what I'm saying. And that's the funny part with me, because like if I was feeling her, I'd probably be like, ooh, that's kind of sexy.
You'd be like, okay, I see you being aggressive.
Exactly. Like, okay, I like that. You bold. But like, you, no.
Because if you're attracted to a guy, he's
exactly.
Just like, right, you can do whatever.
It all works. You're like, yes.
But when you look dirty and crusty and you try that, you'd be like, ew.
Exactly. But no, I haven't had anything too crazy happen, actually.
Mm-hmm. What about you? I'm sure you get all kind of stuff.
Where?
A guy, like the craziest thing a guy ever did to try to get your attention.
I mean, before I was ever popular, something crazy happened to me. Like when I was taking the train, I haven't taken the train in a couple years, but mm-hmm. one time I was taking the train and I was walking up the stairs and some guy just came to me and bit my butt.
Oh, I would have kicked him in. I would have kicked him like a horse.
True story. It was the craziest thing that I've ever been through.
Yeah, when I did just do a show and at the end I do a selfie and I decided to get. The speaker was like kind of in the crowd. So I said, okay, I'm going to come out there with y'all. And I went, and when I went down to squat like this guy
he bit you.
No, he just did a full grope, like right.
That's ooh,
like,
right.
And I'm like, nigga, like what you
did you do?
I saw you when he ran. He was like going with the wind.
It was crazy. Like he grabbed me, bit my butt, and ran. And I called.
You know,
I ran to
I never
cops.
Understood
I
the fascination
thing.
Yeah,
that
that's like harassing
me. I never understood the fascination that men have with touching a female. Like when I was a stripper, men would want to touch the pussy. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, why do you want to touch it? Like, you're not going to get any... What do you get out of just touching it? Like, touch? Like, what do you get out of that?
And
like,
then they could
and
like,
then your hands is dirty and you was touching money and who knows what you was doing with your life? Don't touch
right,
it.
Right,
but
right.
The mental part of it. Like, what do you get out of that? Like, let me just touch it. For what?
Well, I'm sure you had some crazy incidents. So what would you say sticks out in your head as the craziest
well,
thing?
Well, that is one of the craziest things. I had some dude pull his dick out on me. That was crazy.
Oh, but in New York, people pull
yeah,
their
people
dick
do that
out
all the time.
Every day. In a car, but that's like
people
when I was like,
dick out every day,
like years ago. Like in Hollywood, you turn around, they be sitting up there jacking up in the car. You're like, what are you doing? Like,
yeah. Yo,
like
cab
that.
Drivers do that.
Right.
You ever
that
been at the
so
red light
weird.
And a cab driver pulls up?
Ew.
Do that on the train.
I ain't been in New York.
I think people do that in the club.
Oh, no. In New York, everywhere.
I was dancing with him. And I had my back turned, and I turned around, and his dick was like, and I was just like, what?
That's so gross.
I picked up myself
so
and kept
creepy.
It moving. I ain't even want the money. Bye.
He was like, that's not
nasty.
Pretty.
You nasty.
You nasty.
That's That's just okay. Like a guy randomly sending you a dick pic. Do you think that's cute?
Oh my god, that's no. The worst thing ever.
Like, okay, that's my friend.
My friend,
you just send it. That's
weird. Weird. Like, why?
And she be sending them to me. Like, look what this fool just, and they be horrible.
Well, I have an email for that. It's called prettytakeswag@gmail.com. And a lot of people send pictures to that email. And I always say there's an art to taking a proper.
Yeah, oh my god, I want to see these pictures.
Oh, I have a whole album.
She has a whole album.
Yeah, people love. First of all, let's be clear, guys love sending pictures of their penis out. They love it.
Because dicks are ugly.
But there's certain things.
No, dicks are beautiful.
Not all dicks. Most dicks are ugly.
But there's nice ones.
There are really nice ones. There are really nice ones.
And there's a
but the majority of them are
pull back.
Horrible.
I've seen some really beautiful penises.
You have?
I have too. Yes. But I've also seen some really awful ones. Like one shaped like baseball bats. Like it's skinny and then it get fat.
Oh no, I've seen that before too. That's awkward.
It's weird.
Or like the bend.
Or a bend curve. Yeah, the curve.
A curve can be good, but not that's too much of a curve.
If you got an elbow curve, then that's all the way wrong. But a slight curve can be good. Manscaping is very important too. Don't nobody want to see all that hair with lint in it.
Yeah. Hair holds older. Like, you're not supposed to have too much hair. That's where you sweat. Your sweat glands.
Hair does hold older.
Hair does hold older.
And no schmegma. Don't nobody want to see no dick cheese.
No.
What you called it, what? Schmegma.
Yeah.
I never heard that.
I never heard that before.
The drip. Magma.
The drip.
Oh my god. It's like cheese. It's like ew. But so listen, I always tell people there's certain things you have to do. Number one, lotion your penis. There's no reason you should have an ashy penis.
No ashy dick.
Right. It's that is all voice.
Nice and lotion, but your penis is ashy.
Yeah, you can have
trim
an ashy
some of that bush down.
Yeah, trim your bush cut down because it does make you look bigger. Anyway.
It does.
All right.
And it makes you look cleaner.
And then I hate when people take a picture from up here and their feet be in it.
Right. Or bad nails.
Especially if they got on socks.
Or bad nails.
Don't let me see your feet in a penis picture. It looks like a little potato head. And there's certain angles, just like for us, there's like a great angle.
Yeah.
For guys, just so you know, if you're sending out penis pictures, just take it from up, like from down here.
Take it
up. It makes it look
but
bigger.
But there's trickery.
But see, they don't
want to
do that because then their face might
no, when a guy, if a guy sends me a dick pic and it's the
they got to send like four angles because
I
got to
be like, no.
It makes it look
big. I'm always like, no, you got to send it from here.
Exactly.
You got a small dick. You just trying to trick me. I know your tricks.
I just
don't
want them. I just don't want them.
You only want them if you ask for them, though, right?
No, I've had people send unsolicited ones before.
That you liked? He was like, ooh.
I don't know, it's just weird.
Like, have you ever had somebody send you a dick pic and then you wanted to fuck
them
because you're seeing
a dick?
I
ask for it. I might ask for it once in a while.
Yes.
I don't know if I wanted to do it, but I've been like, okay, he's not bad. Yeah. He's not bad. Looking
no,
a little different.
And on Instagram and DM, I get dick pics all the time. Like,
I've never gotten one.
Really?
No.
Do you check your DMs?
Girl,
what's
yes, I check my DMs. I've never
somebody
got one.
Somebody DM me
God
on a day.
Bless you, girl.
I've never got one.
I get a DM.
You're going to get them
every
now.
Day.
You're going to get them now. Listen,
it's
you're going to get them from today
it's
on.
The worst
you're
thing
get
ever. But sometimes you'll get a guy with like a crazy looking dick, and I'm like, I don't want to fuck with you, but thanks.
I've never seen anything like that.
I swear. I'm going to show you the one I'm talking about, Angela.
Yeah, let's see.
We need to see this. Now, have you ever filmed yourself? We know Gigi has.
I actually haven't. I've never filmed myself. I can say that for sure. I mean, unless someone's filming without
though.
Me knowing. I would. I'm not opposed to it, but I never have, though.
That's going to make you really turn up because you got to really perform.
Well, yeah, when you know that light's on, you
see that flash, that shit bright. You feel that flash? You'd be like, oh, shit, the
yeah,
light on.
All the right angles, you'd be like.
Exactly.
What about you, Stephanie? You got footage?
Yeah.
Come on.
Of course. I got a couple different things.
Do you own the footage?
I do own the footage. I only do it with my own phone or my computer.
That's smart.
Me and my son's father have some crazy tapes.
Mm. You think his
and I got some crazy
it?
Tapes on my own. I record myself
masturbating,
having fun with myself. Absolutely, yeah.
And who do you send that to?
I don't send it.
You're lying
I keep
ass.
It.
You know you send that shit to somebody.
I might send it.
So don't put your face in it.
My face is in it because I like the way my face looks. I like my sex faces.
Okay, let's see some,
especially with the teeth.
She's like, oh, yeah, she got her teeth done. She wants to
I got my teeth. I'll be recording myself like, ah. I'll I'll be masturbating just recording my face.
Just to see it. That I've never done.
Wait, without your body parts, you just only get
just
your
my face. Just to, so, all right, now, so Mila, I can see how I look.
And I'm going to ask you all of this, but I'm going to ask you first because I need to get your immediate answer. Okay.
Okay.
A guy asked you, where do you want me to come? What's your answer?
To come on me.
But where?
It really wouldn't matter. No, it really wouldn't. It wouldn't matter.
Not, if he said,
I mean, it's their choice.
But he's asking you where. Do you say your face? Is that okay?
That's my first answer.
That's okay.
Okay. All right. That's your first answer, your face?
Yeah.
And you too?
That's good for your
my
skin.
Mouth.
Okay.
Come on my mouth. Come on my mouth or on my face. One, either there or there.
They like it. They like the come on your face.
More than in your mouth, you think?
Depends on the guy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
More than inside you?
I agree
you?
With that. No. I totally agree.
They always
with
want
that.
To come inside you.
Look at her face.
No,
I said, anywhere but inside me. But no, if they say, I'm going to come on you, and I'm going to just be like, okay, on my face.
Right. Like, come on my face.
I mean, come on, baby.
Come
on.
It
should be on you. Like, that's sexy.
You get that.
Your choice.
On my face.
Right.
On my ass.
Okay, so a guy just came on you. Now, what is he supposed to do? Is he supposed to go get you the warm washcloth, or are you just supposed to?
I think it's okay to lay in it. I'm not a person who's like, oh, let me hop up and, like.
Yeah, no.
That's, I don't know. You should
go to sleep in it.
Yeah.
Well, not on your face, but.
No,
on your
face. You gotta go clean your face.
I can't open my eyes. But you know they say.
Yes, vitamins
you know they say that you should let it dry on your face to get
it's
the most impact.
Be, yeah.
Hmm. All right, we gotta let Mila J swallow her food.
Yes, swallow.
Wipe your corners. Wipe your corners, girl. Get all that off your mouth.
I got it.
Okay. All right, good. Mm-hmm. Now, you said swallowing is a privilege.
Yes, I don't think you should swallow for everyone.
I think that if you're going to let him come in your mouth, then
swallow
why
that.
Wouldn't you swallow it? Well, if you let him do all that.
Me, personally,
she said,
when I'm sucking dick, it's already so far deep down my throat that when he comes, it's already going to go down anyway. So.
Me too. I feel the same exact way. I don't even taste it coming. It's not
right.
Even touching
my
tongue.
Gonna taste
it's
already
it's
in not the even going to hit my tongue. It's going to hit the back of my throat. It's going to go down, and then I'm not even going to
That's
even.
True. You're 100% right about
well,
that.
Well, so, yeah,
true. That's true.
Okay, well, okay.
Well.
So then pretty much any dick that you ever sucks, you swallow.
No.
Will you hurry up and regurgitate it out?
Right. No.
If you don't swallow, what
I mean,
do you do
you,
with
sometimes
it?
Sometimes you suck.
Sometimes
you don't suck
I
till the climax.
Okay.
You, no, but, not always you suck
it
okay.
But if you
it's
do
over.
It until, then you always swallow.
Nine of ten times.
Yeah. Then what happens then?
I would say 8 of 10. 8 of 10.
And then
maybe,
what do you
four,
do with it if you don't?
Maybe 3 of 5.
Sometimes I catch it in my hand or get up under it. And it
catching in your hand has to be a disappointment for a man.
Yeah, exactly. Let it go there. Like here.
No, it has to be. Because it's like, do something
like
that.
Sometimes you don't want to swallow because then all day long you're like, because it'd be stuck in your throat.
Really?
Yes.
That's awful. That's
and
really
then you be
terrible.
Like, all day long you'd be feeling like you got a cold because you got cum stuck in your throat.
Is there any truth to that funky spunk thing? That was
very true.
That is true.
Very true.
Men who have bad diets, like if you eat a cheeseburger and I taste, you taste bad.
Broccoli's bad too.
Broccoli,
asparagus. Yes.
That's very true.
Like fruits and
some
cream,
men's,
eating
sperm,
fish.
Some men's cum tastes like bleach.
What?
It has like bleach? A bleachy taste. Like a bleachy, yeah.
I know that smell though. There's a smell.
Yeah.
It's like a bleachy ball smell.
Oh, a bleachy ball smell.
Disgusting. Oh God.
I just had something in my head and it just disappeared.
Me too.
Do you remember the first time you had an orgasm?
Yes, I do. I do. It was years after, like, too. Like, I wasn't, like, my first relationship was a really, really long time. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because that whole relationship, I actually never had an orgasm from sex.
Right.
So, it was new.
It was always
like,
oral?
It was only from oral, like. Mm-hmm. And so, I was like, oh, like, this is what this shit is supposed to feel like. Like, okay, like,
it's
this
amazing.
Is fun.
The internal orgasm versus the external orgasm.
It's so much totally different.
Night and day.
That's that.
Night and day. Mm-hmm.
So, what, is there a certain, like, thing that a guy can do to you that makes you have an orgasm from sex? Is there a position you have to be in?
Honestly, I think it was the shape of their actual shit. I think that's what the problem was, like, with the one who I couldn't. It was, like, it had a super curve. and like I couldn't. Oh, and then so the next one was okay. Like super straight, and mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay, like
it hit the spot. So I thought maybe that's the same thing. A straighter penis makes me come.
Yeah, easier. It wasn't because I was that into the person who I couldn't. Because mm-hmm. You know, I know a lot of people were like, oh, maybe you're not having an orgasm because you're not into them. I'm like, no, like so I'm in love with this person. Right, well, because conversations like women, this will come up, women, and I'm like, talk. Yeah. I'm like no, I never had that. Hearing. And then that's what it was. It was the shape. Mm. It's like Tetris.
You said it's like Tetris. It's got to fit.
Yeah, it's got to fit right
four in a row. Yeah.
No, but I find that a guy with a straighter penis makes me come easier. Mm-hmm. But I'm blessed. I come from... Like, I know girls who never come from sex, from mm-hmm. sexual intercourse, who only can come from oral.
That only happens to me every once in a while.
But what? You come from intercourse?
Mm-hmm.
Percentage-wise, how
I
often?
Come from intercourse.
But the intercourse one is better.
40%?
Right? It's so much better.
Yeah, but it's so much better.
It's better.
It's different. Yeah, yeah, it's like, it's amazing.
It's
so much better.
Yeah. It's like, go to sleep. After.
Right, exactly.
It's like an out-of-body experience.
I don't even like to come. I don't even like to come.
Out-of-body experience.
Because I fall asleep. I don't even like to come in the middle. Like, when it's over, I'll come. But otherwise, I'm like, okay, is it over?
Well, the holiday.
We're done? Are we done?
Now, let's talk about the holidays, because they are coming up. Thanksgiving, Christmas, it's like a high-pressure time for everybody. Now, Stephanie, do you have anybody special that you have to go spend time with?
No, I don't. For Christmas, I mean, I was in a relationship for a long time. Mm-hmm.
Seven years, almost eight, seven and a half.
So the past 2 years, I've been single. And last year, I was like an orphan. I was by myself.
Aww.
Like an orphan with my best friend. Like, oh, I love you. But this year, I have my roommate. I'm going to be my roommate. That's it. I don't spend any...
I mean,
my birthday is in December.
Okay,
so
mine's in January.
I expect, like, the big gifts in the beginning mm-hmm, of the month, mm-hmm. You know?
So from who?
In December, if you only give me a card and some flowers and give me some money, I'm like, okay, that's cool, because you
give
took
me some
care
money.
Of me for my birthday.
Do you ever get the double gifts, though? Like, this counts as your birthday.
No, people
Christmas.
Always hit me with the exactly, like, happy birthday, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, that's horrible.
that's awful.
That's why I've never wanted a December birthday.
I have a January birthday. I get that.
You get happy birthday, Merry
January,
Christmas.
January 3rd.
Oh, it's the beginning of the month.
See, I'm right before Thanksgiving.
You know,
Oh, no,
you're good.
Yeah, I'm
good. No, Angela, you're on my same place. Happy birthday, Merry Christmas.
You'd be like, New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Fine.
Now, what about you, Mila J? What are you doing for the holidays? Anybody special?
I'll probably be with my family.
Mm-hmm. You have a big family.
Yeah, I have a big family. And because I've been away for so long, like, I really just look forward to something.
How do you bring a man home to your big family?
See, I do that right off the bat, though.
What?
But I don't believe in the whole waiting until you know. Like, I feel like that's important, like, in the beginning to know. Yeah. Yeah.
But what if you don't know where it's going? You don't want to wait a little while?
I mean, no.
This is fun.
Yeah.
And maybe it will work out, maybe it won't.
Exactly.
No pressure. That's a lot of pressure, though. What if he wants to bring you to his family? You
that's
mind
fine.
Doing that early on?
Yeah, I don't care.
Shit. Mm-hmm. Well, I know what you're doing. Family thing.
I'm cooking. My family's coming. His family's coming. And mm-hmm. we're just going to be one big happy family at this big old house.
How long do you think it should take before, when you're dating somebody, you meet their family?
I mean, every relationship and every situation is mm-hmm. different. Mm-hmm. So, and people, you don't know the relationship that people have with their families.
Yeah.
So you can't just automatically assume that you're supposed to meet their family right off bat if their family situation isn't.
One of my friends has been dating this guy for 2 years and she still hasn't met his mom.
Wow. I didn't meet his mom until we were a couple of years, maybe 3 years in.
Oh.
Did it bother you? Were you like, when am I going to meet your mom?
No.
No?
He didn't meet my mom for a while either.
Wow.
I mean, but then again, we had a long distance relationship.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so true. So it's not like y'all lived.
It wasn't like we were together all the time mm-hmm. and, you know, family was around. Like, I lived in Atlanta. My family lived in Philly. He's in New York with his family. So it was kind of hard for us to meet the parents. I met his mother on Mother's Day.
Oh,
a couple
really?
Years ago.
Aww.
And this Mother's Day that just passed, our mothers met on Mother's Day. And my grandmother, actually. They all met on Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that's cool.
You're like, are you getting married soon or something?
Right?
Do you know, where's my ring? I'm waiting. Shit. I think
right
I know.
Here,
I think
like,
I know.
I don't introduce anybody to my family, ever.
I'm
weird
like
about it.
You're weird about meeting, bringing.
Yeah.
I am too.
I'm weird about it. Like, if you're going to be in my life, I'll introduce you to my family. Otherwise, why do you need to meet my family?
I'm weird about that too, because my parents live in Jersey. It's not that far, but I don't even see them like a whole lot like
right.
that. And so I kind of feel like I don't want to just bring somebody. I mean, when I was younger, you know, everybody can be my parents because my parents is whatever. But now I just feel like unless it's like.
I mean, that's exactly. The thing, too. Like, if I don't feel like it's that serious, like, then I'm not going to be really talking to you in the first place. So, you know what I'm saying? If I'm even giving you that much, then that's like, I don't care. I don't make it a big deal. Like,
that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be this big old, you know, production. It's like, I'm happy to be going by my mom's house. You're in the car. I'm not about to go out of my way to be like, no, it's not the time.
I'll drop you off. Yeah. You go over here to this restaurant. I'm going to be back.
Yeah. Like, no. You're coming along for the ride. Okay. So, if she comes out, you're just going to be meeting my mama. Exactly. That's just what it is.
Yeah. Okay. All right, well, that's good. I'm just looking, you know, I'm looking forward to getting some sleep over the holidays. That's about it.
Me
some
too.
Sleep.
That's what I want to eat.
I love to eat.
I think Naya's going to have her family
having all
over.
Of my family at my house. I'm, you know, I'm like the caregiver. I'm
I know. Martha Stewart. Gigi will cook for you.
Yeah. I'm like big ass Martha Stewart. And now we have this new big old house and I'm excited for my family.
You want like hosting. Yeah.
And he is the host with the most. You think it's me. No, it's
yeah, he's
them.
Very extra.
He is the come over, yes, be with us, hang out, spend the night. Like, that's how he is.
So now, Mila, for you, since you're single, how can a man approach you if he wants to holler at you? Just so, because I know a lot of people are going to watch this and want to know that. What works?
My thing is, I don't want to tell you how, because then I feel like it's going to be fake. Like, if I told you how to do it, I'm going to feel like you did it because I said, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You just got to pay
attention. Give us an example of what works. What works? Because it could help him with other women, too.
You got to be bold.
Okay.
I was going to say genuine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I know
it's real.
Yeah, I mean, but how do you tell someone to be genuine?
You got to know what's real. I mean, you feel that. You can feel when somebody being real with you. Or you can feel when somebody being fake as fuck. And you should be able to feel that.
Yeah, I don't know. I like you. I can't really explain, like, what you should do in particular. It's just...
Does it have to be, like, a reference to somebody? Because nobody could just meet you, like, that doesn't know nobody that you know, just come up to you. Does that happen?
What?
Like somebody... just a random person coming up to you.
No, and that's the thing. Like, most people, guys aren't bold. Like, they're shy and they won't send they'll send a note or a message to somebody else. And it's like, you already lost points because that makes me feel like you're not a man.
Right. I agree. Yeah. I totally agree. I like for a guy to take that step forward to always be ahead of me. I like
exactly.
That. Mm-hmm. Like, you're a man. You're supposed to be more powerful.
Exactly. So that makes me more attracted to you. So.
Right. I totally agree with that.
All right. I just want to let people know what women like.
Women like men. Women like power. Yeah. Women like strength.
Women
be
like
a beast.
Authority.
Be men want that. Yeah. Women want that.
Yeah.
You know? Right?
Very true.
All right. Well, Mila J, we appreciate you for coming through.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun. We talked a lot about penis and anal.
Yeah. Yes!
Anal is coming.
Do you feel like you want to try it now? You want to try to put your finger in a man's
I think I might want to.
No, they love it.
I might
like
it. Y'all know how it goes.
Yeah. They love it.
Yeah, please let us know and don't get punched in the face.
I thought you doing it too.
Because some guys don't want that. All ever. Right.
I know y'all going to be getting me punched. Like, I'm going to be like, they told me.
No. We're going to have a race and see who's
you got to touch it first.
I'm going to text you like, I just did it.
You got to look for the nudge.
You got to wait for him to do like this.
Exactly. Look for the nudge.
Okay, so what's the right way to do the nudge to ease into it?
So, like, if you're here, right, you'll be here. And you go there, like, go behind the thigh.
With the other hand?
With the other hand, just, like, to get, like, some balance.
Mm-hmm.
Big
see,
balance.
I go the other way.
And then...
So that they're kind of distracted. Because
you know they
like
their balls played with.
Yes, exactly.
And a little space in between their balls and the tape. Ball.
Exactly.
Right, so you go there, and then you keep on going.
Do you put the finger in up to the knuckle?
Pass the knuckle, girl. Here.
Pass the knuckle.
Here. Up to the knuckle. Oh, this knuckle. Not this knuckle. This one. Yes.
All the way up to the knuckle?
Absolutely.
Now, what about your nail? That doesn't...
Do you ever smell your finger?
No. Oh, my God. I've never.
Because I'm a smeller. Like, that's the weird part. See, with me, I smell everything. Like, I'm a big smeller, so I would be too
I am, too.
Like,
I am such a smell whore.
You never smelled your finger after?
Tell me what that thing smells like.
I am such a smeller.
I'm a smeller.
I'm a smell whore.
I used to be bad. Like, when people would get out of chairs, I would smell them. Because
me too. I do that. I
okay,
do that.
Not because I wasn't, because I would want to know how to smell before I sit down in it.
It's no, weird. And some that people will sit in a chair and it will stink. Their asses stink. Yes.
Oh, we that's didn't do
but in a good way, too, I like smells. Okay,
that's one question we
no,
do.
No, exactly.
Oh, wait, okay, we got...
It's very refreshing to be next to someone who smells good.
Yeah, like their natural just
odor. I totally agree.
I like your
that.
Smell.
I'm mm-hmm. a smell whore. I walk into my house like, oh, I need to clean.
All right, she has a fuck, marry,
so,
kill
so, yeah, we
for
have
you.
A fuck, marry, kill for you.
Like, she already looking, she like,
Okay. Trey Songz. Usher, August Alsina. Fuck one, marry one, kill one. Go.
Even though I never want to kill anybody.
But you, so, but it's,
well, that's very nice.
I don't know, want to kill nobody either, but you know.
But I just want to put that out there. I don't want to kill anybody. Okay.
Hey, who would I kill? I have to start with kill, though.
All right, we'll make it. Fuck, marry, isolate. Put them in isolation. Isolate. Does it feel better?
Okay, I would isolate August. I would probably...
He's not going to like you now.
Ooh, yeah, Usher and Trey fucking Mary?
Mm-hmm.
Probably Mary, Trey, and fuck Usher.
Sounds about right.
Okay.
The people going to believe that y'all was in a relationship now that you gave that answer.
Well, no, I mean, you gave me three choices. Oh, yeah, it wasn't a trick question. I had to be.
It wasn't a trick question. But no, that's good.
That's good answer.
Can you text Trey and tell him?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
I mean,
she can probably text Trey and tell him.
We can all probably text Trey and tell him. Because you can't make us believe that Trey ain't tried. You can't make us believe that.
Let me tell you something.
Trey's tried amazing. Everybody. He's a cool person.
Trey tried me the first day we met.
He's cool.
He was like 19.
Yes. He tried me. We were at the studio Trey. House. And when he first came to Atlanta to record Trey Day, we were at the studio house. I had got the house together for them. I had cooked and had my girls there and they stripper outfits serving him.
Well, of course he's gonna try you.
Rolling their blunts and stuff.
And then
we were up in the room talking and he's like, go close the door. And I'm like, close the door for what? And he's like, so we can be alone, you know, just me and you. And I'm like, that's not what I'm here for.
Like, what?
Like, I didn't come here for that. I didn't come here for that. Like,
he's into it, Trey.
Right, that's not what I'm here for. I'm literally the first day we met. I'm like, that's not what I'm here for. Like, I'm not here for that. And then from then on, we just became, like, really cool. And now we have this brother-sister relationship 9 years later, and it's great. Like,
my brother said he ain't never tell me to close the door.
Right, your brother.
Right. Trey's a Sagittarius, though. Yeah. He's a freak of nature. He's
my
born that way.
My daddy's a Sagittarius.
my real dad.
You call Trey your dad? Wait, she just called Trey her
daddy. I still call my father daddy.
Okay, daddy Trey.
Zaddy.
Okay, Zaddy.
No, my
actual
father, he's a Sag. She's December
1st. No, but Sagittarius are amazing.
They're fun. They're really fun.
And cool. And we get
to give her her dad?
No, how old are you?
Would like my dad.
My dad is bomb.
Is he fine?
But he is older. He's older. Because my dad was like 13 years older than my mom. So my dad is like
that plane.
Oh, and his thing, no, he's 69. His thing is, I'm 69, and I'm still 69. Relevant. That's
he's
his
fine,
logo.
Right?
That's his
I'm
logo.
He's fine.
Yeah. I'm 69, he's cute. And I'm still relevant. Like,
he tells me, tells everybody, I'm 69, and I'm still relevant.
Not to mention, he's 69.
Yeah, he's 69. Exactly. No, yeah.
All right, well, shout out to Millie J's dad.
Right. Yeah, shout out to him.
I'll let your boy. Tell him to send a pic to Pretty Dick Swag.
Oh, no. He cannot do that.
Subject to Stephanie Santiago.
No, way. Oh. I'll have him DM me.
Have him DM me. I like them older.
Oh, just don't tell me if he likes the digits and all that.
No. Somebody goes to the digits. Your test.
Like,
I love how she calls it the digits with her pinky though. The digits.
I don't know, because when you do it, I feel like it should be a pinky, right?
No, it got to be the index finger.
The index.
You start with the index finger, and then if you can and get that middle finger in, then you can.
You know what's so funny?
But you know what?
I both have natural nails.
You see, I have natural nails too.
They don't like the in and out. There's like an in there.
But you gotta have natural nails to do it. Like,
you gotta have a chunky ring.
You gotta have a curly.
No chunky ring.
Yeah. Okay.
You're nasty.
So I gotta keep the natural nails.
No, yeah.
Yeah, keep them natural.
Keep them, girl.
Keep them natural,
I can't wait
girl.
To talk to you after you do this, because you're gonna do it. You gonna, somebody gonna learn.
Oh, they my gonna gosh. Learn today.
Someone's gonna experience that day. The pinky.
The digit. All
right, that's it. I have no more.
This was fun.
It was fun.